Hare Krishna. Discipline is the fusion of intention with action. We all know that if we were more disciplined, then we could achieve much more, be it in our material life or in our spiritual life. And yet, sometimes we may flagellate ourselves by saying that, I'm just not disciplined, what to do? Now, discipline is not some mysterious ability that some people have and some people don't have. It is not due to some elusive gene that is somehow not there in us, or it is just not there in our dynasty. No, we can demystify discipline by analyzing its components. So discipline is essentially we have action externally, we have intention internally. And when there's a fusion of this intention with action, that is what is discipline. Quite often when we say we are not disciplined, what does it mean? Say we may decide that I'm going to exercise every day. That is our intention. I will exercise for 15 minutes, half an hour. I'll do a workout for 45 minutes, whatever it is. We decide I'll be disciplined every day. I'll be disciplined, I'll exercise every day. That is the intention. But when it comes to action, quite often, we don't act in the same way. Why is that? Why does our action work out to be something else? That's because we are vulnerable to distractions. That means we are susceptible to letting the world decide our priorities and thereby our actions. So we are supposed to go for exercise, but then someone else calls us, come on, let's go for a movie. Or there's this program on TV. Somebody tells us, come on, there's a meeting. Let's have a nice day out. Let's hang out. And we just leave it. So there is intention, but there is no action following that intention. And on the other hand, sometimes it may happen that there is action, but there is no real intention. That means that there is, say, So there are some friends who are going for exercise and they tell us, you also come for exercise. And we also go with them. But we are not really convinced about the need for exercising. And so that the action is there, but the intention is really not there. And that's why we are maybe always looking at the watch. We're wondering when this will get over. And when the friend's pressure decreases a little bit, or we can find out some rationalization for wiggling our way out of the exercise, then we give it up. So if either the intention or the action is not harmonized, then the discipline is no longer there. So the fusion of intention and action, how do we bring it about? For that, there is this need of inner contemplation and outer execution to be brought together. So inner contemplation means when we study, when we resolve to do something. Now, if we contemplate, why do I want to do it? We bring our intelligence to bear on the issue and we ensure that our intelligence boosts our intention. Our intelligence boosts our intention. So, our intention, it might come from where, sometimes from inspiration. But inspiration is not something which will always be there with us. Sometimes we feel inspired, sometimes we may not feel inspired. So when we don't feel inspired, how can we move on? That requires our intelligence. Intelligence takes us beyond the mind's feelings and ensures that we persevere even when there is lethargy, even when there is tiredness, even when there is apathy, even when there is distraction. What will keep us going is intelligence. So internally, we need to boost and strengthen our intention with our intelligence. And for external action, so periodically reminding ourselves of why we are doing what we are doing, that helps us to do the thing well, to keep our determination, keep our intention strong. For that, we need our intelligence. And externally, for executing thing, we need association that is supportive. Association that is conducive and inspiring. So that's why if somebody wants to exercise, if they have a group of friends who are also inspired and motivated to exercise, and one sticks with those friends, then one will automatically exercise. And this same dynamic applies to our spiritual life also. When we feel, oh, I'm not disciplined, I don't study scripture regularly, or I don't practice meditation regularly, or whatever, and we want to do it, rather than lamenting that we are not disciplined, what we could focus on is on seeing how at an individual level we can bring about the fusion of intention with action. The fusion of intention with action means that we strive how we as individuals, we contemplate what is it that inspires me to do it? What is it that convinces me to do it? And we write it down. And who are the people who can assist me, who can power me on in my resolve, who can prompt and push me when I feel down? And when we remember these people, when you associate with those people, when you remember them and their commitment, then we also feel inspired to do the same. And thus, we can move onwards steadily towards success in whatever field we want to discipline ourselves. Krishna talks about this when he, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, when he asks Arjuna to surrender, how does he do it? He actually tells, Vimrishyaita dasheshena yathechati tatha akuru. He says, Vimrishyaita dasheshena. Deliberate deeply. And after you deliberate, then when you have determined what your intention, then act on it. Yatha ichchasi tatha akuru. Then act accordingly. So Krishna says that, Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta asita matparaha vashehi asyendriyani tasya pragya pratishthata. In 2.61 he has said that Tani sarvani sanyamya, that you control all the senses, yukta asita matparaha, fix your consciousness on me as the higher reality. That connection with Krishna will infuse our intention with spiritual inspiration, with spiritual, it will energize us with spiritual satisfaction. And vashyehi yasyendriyani tasya pragya pratishthita. And this way, we regulate and engage our senses. We act externally. And in this way, when we do it, in 2.64, Krishna says, raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyaischaran atma vashyair vidhayatma prasadamati gachati vidhayatma. A soul who follows vidhi, who follows rules, a disciplined soul. The disciplined soul, what does it do? That person puts aside the attachments and aversions that are there in the mind that weaken or sabotage one's intentions. And vishayan indriyaischaran atma vashyair. And one ensures that one's actions are not a haphazard. One's actions don't sabotage one's intentions, but they fulfill one's intention. When one does this, Krishna says, prasadam adigacchati. One attains success, one attains purity, one attains mercy, one attains satisfaction, sublime, everlasting satisfaction. Thank you. Hare Krishna.